When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Now, I am Cinderella, and I'm really going to a ball. When I'm driving through the moonlight on the highway, when I'm driving through the moonlight to the dance, I am breathless with a wild anticipation of adventure and excitement and romance. Then at last I see the towers of the palace silhouetted on the sky above the park. And below them is a row of lighted windows like a lovely diamond necklace the dark. Now the carriage stops in front of the palace. I get out, pause for a second, take a deep breath, and enter the palace. And when I come into the ballroom, and the room itself is floating in the air, and I'm suddenly confronted by His Highness, I am frozen like a statue on the stair. I'm afraid He'll hear the way my heart is beating, and I know I mustn't make the first advance. I am seriously thinking of retreating. Then I seem to hear Him asking to dance. Oh, how beautiful it all is. Everything. Yes, Your Highness. Of course, I would love to dance with you. Now, all of you go on pretending to be Cinderella for just a little while, because now I'm going to pretend to be the prince. I would ask you to pretend to be the prince with me, but I'm afraid you'd be too shy to say, I love you out loud. Well, that's what I thought.
No, I'll say it. Mary Martin, I love you. Cinderella, I love you. Rodgers and Hammerstein, I love you. Hi, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, and it will come as no great surprise that today's show is celebrating Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, which is actually making its Broadway debut for the very first time almost half a century after it first appeared on television. Cinderella obviously has been a very popular tale in opera, La Cenerentola, I think I said that right, by Rossini. Sounds good. And in 1957, based on the success of the televised live version of Peter Pan, CBS asked Rodgers and Hammerstein, who were at their height, to create an original musical for television. And they went to the fable by Perrault, I think that's his name, 18th century fable of Cinderella. And when they wanted to cast their Cinderella, it was pretty obvious. A young British woman had come and auditioned for Richard Rodgers around 1954, 55. She had been in the Broadway production of The Boyfriend. And they were looking for someone to play a kind of louche character in Pipe Dream. And that woman, of course, was Julie Andrews. And he liked her reasonably. Richard Rodgers, when he auditioned, he thought she was terrific. And he said, are you free? What's your interest in availability, as we say in the business? And she said, well, I'm up for this musical by Lerner and Lowe about Pygmalion. He said, if you're offered that, you should take it. And, of course, that was My Fair Lady. But in 1957, they had the chance to cast her as the lead in Cinderella, beginning a long and extremely fruitful relationship between Julie Andrews and Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. Here is the opening number from the TV version of Cinderella, another brilliant example of how Rodgers and Hammerstein set up characters for their shows. Here's Julie Andrews. Perfect. Perfect introduction of character. Well, the character of Cinderella was known to many people, obviously, for centuries, and provided an inspiration for a number of shows. So we're going to hear two non-Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella shows. The first is Sally, with a score by Jerome Kern. And this is the story embodied by Marilyn Miller of the aspiring actress who winds up becoming, in the second act, the star of the Ziegfeld Follies. And we'll hear Judy Garland singing the keynote song from that musical. And then we'll go across the pond to England for a 1929 show I've always liked called Mr. Cinders, which is a reverse gender version of Cinderella, where this woman who's the, I don't know, the young lady of a manor has a is fallen in love with by a sort of chimney sweep who turns into a lord. Anyway, it's a great, great song, very underrated, called One Man Girl. And we'll hear the 1983 revival of that show. But first, let's go to Judy Garland and Jerome Kern.
Hello, Patrice. This is Judy Garland. I've asked to sing a song from a current show that you probably never heard of. It was called Zip Goes a Million, and it failed. But when the song was put into Sally, it became a hit. It's a song that reflects so much of Mr. Kern and his happy music because it's Look for the Silver Lining.
Please don't be offended if I preach to you a while. Tears are out of place in eyes that were meant to smile. There's a way to make your very biggest trouble small. Here's the happy secret of it
testify that I'll feel best if I am always free, though just like you. One type might do.
I'm a one-man girl who's looking for a wonder man. I don't want an earl, a simple mister suits my plan. He need not be gentle or too sentimental, must be true. If he's just a clever lover, he will never, never do. In a one-horse town, I want to settle down one day. On a one-way street, where both of us can live one way. Even as he strives on, we will build our lives on just that of a one-man girl who's happy with her one girl man.
When I see the one
who seems to be the one I'll hold her fast. I'm inclined to think that I'll meet with her soon.
When that lonely girl who is the only girl you find at last, don't hesitate.
I shall not wait. Just a one-man girl who's looking for a one-girl man. That's the type of girl who fits in with my finest plan. I am not so gentle or too sentimental, but I could be true. I am not a clever lover, but I think I do. In a one-horse town, I want to settle down one day. On a one-way street, where both of us can live one way.
We could build and strive on, lovingly we thrive on, just that simple plan
of a one-man girl who's happy with her one.
That's from the show Mr. Cinders, a reverse gender version of Cinderella, done in England quite successfully in the 20s. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're celebrating the Broadway appearance. Wave your magic wand. Boom. She's turned into a going to a ball, going to Broadway, and that's Rodgers and Hammerstein's, or I guess they call it now Rodgers plus Hammerstein's Cinderella. I don't know what the plus is. All I can tell you is Rodgers plus Hammerstein equals unadulterated joy in the musical theater, as far as I'm concerned. And the 1957 CBS broadcast of Cinderella, which they wrote for Julie Andrews, was an immense success. I think they said 104 million people saw it, which, given the number of TVs at the time, meant that something like three people per set were watching. Amazing. It was so successful that when color television came along and tape and stuff like that, they did it again in 1968 with Leslie Ann Warren and Celeste Holm in another televised production. That's the one I sort of know from growing up. So we'll hear them back to back. We'll hear Julie Andrews and a reprise of In My Own Little Corner, and then we'll go to the 1968 version with Celeste Holm as the fairy godmother and Leslie Ann Warren as Cinderella.
You'd be doing
what?
I just knew I would find you in that same little chair, in the pale pink mist of a foolish dream.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Fall-de-fall and fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-faddle-dee-foodle. All the dreamers in all the world are dizzy in the noodle.
Cinderella?
Who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother.
How beautiful you are.
I'm made of all of your most beautiful dreams and hopes and wishes.
Oh, fairy godmother, I have only one wish just now, to go to the ball. And I know it is impossible.
Impossible? Bah, what's a fairy godmother for?
To make my wish come true.
If you wish it hard enough. Now let me see. You'll need a coach and four horses and a coachman and a groom.
Is it possible to get those things by wishing for them?
Well, the sensible people of this world will say, fal-de-ral and fiddle-dee-dee and fiddle-dee-faddle-dee-foddle. All the wishes in the world are poppycock and twaddle.
Aren't they?
Not always. The sensible people will also say, fal-de-ral and fiddle-dee-dee and fiddle-dee-faddle-dee-foodle. All the dreamers in the world are dizzy in the noodle.
And aren't they?
Not always. Especially when there is someone who loves you to help you. Now, to work. For a coach, I believe I see Pumpkin over there. That will do very nicely.
A pumpkin?
I see you have four pet mice in a cage. They'll do nicely for the horses.
Mice? For horses?
Mm-hmm. Now let me see. Something's peering at us from under that shrub. Oh, yes, it's a fine fat rat with whiskers and his brother. They'll do very nicely for the coachman and the groom.
Dear fairy godmother, it all seems so impossible.
Impossible. For a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible. For a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses. Such fal-de-ral and fiddle-dee-dee of courses. Impossible. But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day.
Impossible.
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 And remember how very, very hard I am wishing.
Impossible. For a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible. For a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses.
They will.
Such fal-de-ral and fiddle-dee-dee of courses. Impossible.
But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say.
Because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. Look.
Oh. Oh. It is a golden coach and four white horses and a coachman.
You are going to the ball.
Oh. Oh. My clothes.
Oh, dear, of course. How thoughtless of me. There.
Oh, fair
And here are your slippers.
They are made of glass.
Put them on.
They fit perfectly.
Now you are ready for the ball. But there is one thing you must remember. You must leave before the stroke of midnight, for the magic will last no longer.
I will remember. Oh, fairy godmother, how wonderful it all is! It's possible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. It's possible.
Mice are easily turned to horses. Such fol-de-rol and fiddle-dee-dee, of course, is quite possible.
It's possible. For the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say.
And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day.
It's possible.
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 Well, it's certainly possible to go to the Broadway Theater on 53rd Street and hear a first-class Rodgers and Hammerstein score. Many of you know, or many of you don't know, depending on whether you watch the television version of Cinderella. But it is now at the Broadway Theater in a really glorious production with some fantastic talents, including Harriet Harris and Victoria Clark and Laura Osnes. Who sort of, I think, will become a star as Cinderella. Let's go back to what we call the Rodgers Waltz. Rodgers wrote better and more interesting waltzes than just about anybody in the musical theater and always used them in kind of unconventional ways. Here is the song from the 1957 television production of Cinderella, where the prince and Cinderella meet for the first time.
Minutes ago I saw you. I looked up when you came through the door. My head started reeling. You gave me the feeling the room had no ceiling or floor. 10 minutes ago I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling out my arms and to sing out the news. I have found her. She's an angel with the dust of the stars in her eyes. We are dancing, we are flying, and she's taking me back to the skies. In the arms of my love I'm flying over mountain and meadow and glen. And I like it so well that for all I can tell I may never come down again. I may never come down to earth again.
Oh, everybody seems to be looking up at us here in the box.
Come with me. I have told you how I felt. You haven't described your feeling.
Well, they're very much the same as yours.
10 minutes ago I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling out my arms and to sing out the news.
I have found her. She's an angel with the dust of the stars in her eyes.
We are dancing, we are flying, and he's taking me back to the skies. In the arms of my love I'm flying over mountain and meadow and glen. And I like it so well that for all I can tell I may never come down again.
I may never come down.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. I hope you're enjoying our episodes. You can listen to all of them as podcasts if you go to peconicpublicbroadcasting.org and look under programs for Broadway to Main Street. I gather a lot of you are enjoying them in that form, so bravo. Cinderella has a long stage tradition. In England, it has a very different tradition as part of what they call the pantomime or panto tradition. And that has all its funny, kind of quirky, idiosyncratic things, which are difficult to export. One of which is many of the antagonist female roles. So in this case, it would be the evil stepmother and the stepsisters are played by men. They seem to like that kind of thing. If you've ever watched Monty Python, works for them, can be very amusing. And they added a character to Cinderella called Buttons, which is another typical panto character, sort of a servant friend of Cinderella's. So we're going to hear a early 1960s stage production of the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical from England with a lot of panto elements. So you're going to hear first the stepsister lament, sung by, I guess, two stepbrothers in drag, and then an extended version of A Lovely Night with Tommy Steele, wonderful performer as Buttons. So let's go to the West End for their version of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Why would a fellow want a girl like her, a frail and fluffy beauty? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a solid girl like me? She's a frothy little bubble with a flimsy kind of charm, and with very little trouble I could break her little arm. Oh, why would a fellow want a girl like her, so obviously unusual? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a usual girl like me? Her cheeks are a pretty shade of pink, but not any pinker than a rose is. Her skin may be delicate and soft, but not any softer than a doe's is. Her neck is no whiter than a swan's. She's only as dainty as a daisy. She's only as graceful as a bird. So why should the fellows go all crazy?
Oh, why would a fellow want a girl like her? A girl who's merely lovely. Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a girl who's merely me?
What's the matter with the men?
What's the matter with the men?
What's the matter with the men?
When you're driving through the moonlight on the highway, when you're driving through the moonlight to a dance, you are breathless with a wild anticipation of adventure and excitement and romance. Then at last you see the towers of the palace silhouetted in the sky above the park, and below there is a row of lighted windows like a lovely diamond necklace in the dark.
Oh, tell me more.
All right, then. I suppose that when you come into the ballroom and the room itself is floating in the air, you are suddenly confronted by His Highness and you're frozen like a statue on the stair. You're afraid he'll hear the way your heart is beating, and you know you mustn't make the first advance. You are seriously thinking of retreating when it seems to you he's asking you to dance.
And how would you know this is so?
I do no more than guess. A lovely night, a fine night you know you'll never see. You meet your prince, a charming prince, as charming as a prince will ever be.
The stars in the hazy heaven tremble above you, while he will whisper, darling, I love you.
You say goodbye, away you fly, but on your lips you keep a kiss. All your life you'll dream of this lovely, lovely night.
Yeah!
say goodbye, away you'll fly. But on your lips you keep a kiss, all your life you'll dream of this. Lovely, lovely night.
Do you feel better now?
Oh, much better. Now you must go to bed. It's getting late.
Oh, can I start with you?
No, you must get your rest.
I'm sorry about the invitation. I did so much want you to go to the ball.
Oh, you did try, and thank you for being so sweet to me.
All my life I'll dream of this. Lovely.
That was Tommy Steele and a woman with the stage name of Iana from the West End production, sort of pseudo-pantomime production of Cinderella. I talked a little bit earlier about the Rogers Waltz. Well, here's Mr. Rogers himself at the piano to play the glorious Waltz for a Ball from Cinderella.
Thank you. because you're beautiful, or are you beautiful because I love you? Am I making believe I see in you a girl too lovely to I want you? Are you the sweet invention of a lover's dream? Or are you really as beautiful as you
was Julie Andrews and John Cypher as her Prince Charming from the 1957 television Cinderella. For me, this period of Rodgers and Hammerstein's career, 57-58, Cinderella, Flower Drum Song, represent to me a kind of high watermark. I think they're totally in the pocket. Everything they write is interesting. And how do you write a love song that's different? Well, you write something like, do I love you because you're beautiful, or are you beautiful because I love you? I mean, this kind of weird paradox, just terrific stuff. In the stage version of Cinderella and the TV version from the early 90s, they need to sort of pad out the narrative because the original TV show was only 90 minutes. So they added an unused Rodgers and Hammerstein song called There's Music in You for the current Broadway version and for the TV version that starred Whitney Houston. Sadly, that version was not released on CD. The producer of Whitney Houston's people got in a fight with Brandy's people. She played Cinderella. It's a mess. Too bad. Really nice score. So we're going to hear Bing Crosby sing the song that now Victoria Clark sings rather gloriously at the end of Act One at the current Broadway production of Cinderella. The title is There's Music in You.
Someone wants you, you know who. Now you're living, there's music in you. Now you're hearing something new. Someone playing the music in you. Now you're living, you know why. Now there's nothing you won't try. Move a mountain, light the sky, make a wish come true. There is music in you. Robin
robins are chirping, church bells are chiming, poets are rhyming, the music in you. Pine trees are whispering, children are shouting, fountains are spouting, the music in you. Kittens are purring it, breezes are stirring it, airplanes are roaring it, trains are encoring it, glasses are clinking it, students are thinking it. All around you the same sweet sound you can hear in the earth and down from the sky. You have found your girl, you have found your girl. What a guy, what a guy. Move a mountain, light the sky, make a wish come true. There is music in you.
Bing Crosby singing a Rodgers and Hammerstein tune interpolated into the current version of Cinderella. One of my heroes, as he should indeed be the hero for anyone who's interested in 20th century music, is John Coltrane. And John Coltrane always had a particular empathy for the music of Richard Rodgers. The music to Giant Steps, for instance, is taken from chord progressions in Have You Met Miss Jones? From I'd Rather Be Right, from Rodgers' earlier career. And of course, Coltrane had in 1960 a groundbreaking recording of My Favorite Things. But in between those two, he recorded the great love ballad from Cinderella, Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful? And I think it's just a knockout how he transforms that song into something so transcendent. So here's the one and only John Coltrane. Thank you. amazing John Coltrane rendering one of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein's, I think, most extraordinary songs. Not terribly well known because it's from the TV version of Cinderella. But that version has made its Broadway debut at the Broadway Theater, fittingly enough, with a great cast, Laura Osnes, Vicki Clark, Harriet Harris, Peter Bartlett. It opens tonight, a lovely night. Wish them all the luck in the world. And, oh, my engineer, John Sood, tells me it's almost midnight, and it's time to wrap up the show, or I will turn into a pumpkin, or at very least a host of Car Talk. So I hope you enjoyed Cinderella. Here's the finale from the 1968 television version. Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.